Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Yeah.
live, Electric Chameleon, right here on this Hump Day Wednesday, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up. She's back, CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Buenos noches.
Buenos.
Good afternoon in the morning time.
Yeah, yeah. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right. Bony nachos, everybody.
Bony tostitos.
Okay.
What's cracking? Wednesday, June 15th. Paid my insurance today.
Oh, I can.
Hey.
Gotta have it.
Do you feel stuck in a relationship?
I feel
if
stuck out of one.
Why are you there? I mean, makes no sense. Stability, convenience, expectations, sex. Why are you still in a relationship that you feel stuck in? CeeLo, you say you just came out of one?
I said I'm stuck out of a relationship.
Oh, you stuck out of a relationship.
How do you fix that? Right. Gym doors are closed.
I mean, but is that due to your expectations?
Yeah, that's due to my everything. It's all me.
The lines of demarcation you've established for yourself?
Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah. Nobody seems like... It seems like almost like a waste of time. It's like you kind of like do a once over and you're like, eh, never mind. Yeah.
A once
like,
over.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like a head to toe. It's like your whole life flash in front of your face and you're like, never mind.
Hey, well, that goes both ways.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I'm going to tell you, here recently, I feel like, I've been, like, under attack.
Uh-oh.
But,
hey.
It's all good. You got to make good decisions.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
That wants to be with you
it's
ain't worthy.
Right, exactly. But this is crazy because the sooner they figure it out, the better off they'll be.
But you know what's interesting? Just like, you know, for women... There are some men who just don't get it. It's the same.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There are some women that just don't get it. But, hey, it is what it is. 917-889-3926. And the lines are lit up already, and we appreciate the support. We got New Orleans checking in. We got Rhode Island checking in. We got New York checking in. We got Las Vegas, Nevada checking in. And I thought it was hot in Las Vegas, but it was hot as hell in Tampa today, like 101.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's some
very
staying inside. I'll see you after dark.
Hey, we got new music from day 26. They sent over some new music for you. I think that new joint is called Let It Go. Featuring Roscoe Dash. That coming up shortly. Also, tonight I want to talk about the top five relationship deal breakers. The top five relationship deal breakers. I'll give you number five right now. Ladies, pay attention.
Oh, boy.
Psycho tendencies.
Yes, sir.
That's number five tonight on the list of top five deal breakers in relationships. Hey, I got to tell you, crazy can be a little sexy. It can be a little sexy, but only a little crazy, though. I mean, like 0.010 crazy. Anything more than that is too much.
Stay where you at.
Right.
Keep that between you and your friends, right?
Hey, tonight's topic, do you feel stuck in a relationship? If so, why are you there? You're with the perfect man, perfect woman, but they're just not the perfect one for you?
Come on.
Hey, let's talk about it. DMI Radio Live.
PM Hyman Radio Live. That was Dawn Richard with "These Tears."
Yep.
We fall for you. Yes. And we are,
no doubt.
Was it Hump Day Wednesday? And we're
Hump
talking
Day.
About, are you stuck in a relationship that you know you should be out of? I don't know why people say. They come up with the craziest reasons.
Specifically,
and a lot of times it's just like historical things. I mean, they see some kind of, you know, like security in the person, or regardless
money
if they treat them
or
bad enough.
Sex. Money or sex is the reason why most people stay. And then again, some people are fearful. But if they're
so
the perfect person, there should be no fear, you know. But sometimes it's not even like fear from the person. It's fear of starting over. It's fear of being by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'll find a lot of, that's how a lot of people end up in relationships with people that they definitely don't need to be with. But, you know, that's who fits their mean time for right now, I guess, you know. I don't know. People get tired of living a lie, I assume.
Hey, you know what? I want
to,
like, flash back to the previous topics. Hey, thanks for everybody who chimed in to the show on prenups. That was a hot topic that drove a lot of participation from the internet and live on the air. But I was having a conversation with somebody today who took it to the next level when it came to prenups. You know, they were like, I was interested in how prenups were originated. And she took it all the way back to, like, biblical days, because really prenups really became popular in America in the 70s. But they went all the way back, again, to biblical days, when really it was really established for women through men and their wives' fathers, just to make sure that at the end of the day, women were taken care of. But check this out, though. She raised a great point that left me like, I guess there's some validity there. Going back to the fact that you got to trust the person that you're in a relationship with from the gate, specifically when you offer your hand in marriage, right? But think about this. When you sign a prenup in the beginning, because check it out, typically what you write on paper comes to pass. Think about the fact that prenups really became popular in the 70s and how divorces from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s into the 21st century has been on the rise. So as people are agreeing in writing and signing on paper, it's literally coming to pass, the divorces, based on the prenups, because it's an easy out. I was like, prolific.
Yeah, because then, I mean, then that way if the guy gets tired of the woman and the only thing he has to do is go cheat on her, and he'd been cheating on her from day one, you know.
Absolutely. Hey. Or vice versa. You know, if I feel you being a little shady, I'm ready to rock. I got a prenup. So we're done with prenups, but I thought that was a great point that was raised. You know, so for those who are thinking about it, it goes both ways. But my advice is know who you're getting involved with from the gate.
You don't go in looking
for a reason to rock.
You're supposed to like them anyway. Like,
you
should want to make money with them. You should want to share with them. I mean, yeah, I know that you got to keep that humanistic value in mind. But at the same time, the reason why those things come to fruition is because 9 times out of 10, those are the things that are mainly on their mind before they even got married.
Yeah. The
you
fact
know?
That you might not be genuine from the heart.
In the first place.
Somebody also got your top 5 relationship deal breakers. Again, starting with number 5 tonight. Psycho tendencies, you know, again, I think crazy can be a little sexy, but not more than about 1% sexy. And I think 1% is too much. When you start getting into that Jasmine Sullivan territory, that's no bueno.
Yeah, not the breaking of the car.
willing to car aside my Lincoln, physically harm me, you know, or ask a question for every Facebook status, my book update, Twitter message, phone call. You need to beat it.
Oh, wow.
You know,
yeah, you
hey,
don't need to deal with
your lack of insecurity threatens
well,
my course. Peace of mind. And we can't have that, ladies. Spare me to y'all make us act like this. Excuses. Get out of here.
Exactly. You need to get it together. You can't be stalking
nobody. Get it together.
Nobody.
Hey,
but
let's
then
go to the phones.
At the same time, don't be too nonchalant either.
No, absolutely not. It's balance. Balance in your relationship, my friends. Area code 813, last four digits, 1012. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
It's Keela.
Keela.
Can you hear me?
Hey,
it's Keela.
Yes.
Hey, ladies.
What's cracking?
How y'all doing?
Hey, Keela. How you doing, babe?
Good.
That's good. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Allow me to check in.
Oh,
absolutely.
No problem.
Hey, do you have a comment on the topic tonight?
No, I was trying to think of one of them, one of the five, but for me, I guess it would be one with issues with their, if they have children. I guess you call it baby mama.
Mama drama.
Drama, yeah. If they have that, that can't happen.
Absolutely not. That
not
is not one of my top five. But I'll add that as a number six. So, we're, you know, hey, baby mama drama is definitely a deal breaker.
Yes. In my house, it would be a deal breaker.
Absolutely. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I know I'm a little tardy. I apologize for how y'all doing this
party
evening.
For the party?
Uh oh.
Don't be tardy
hey,
for the party. Hi,
hello. Hey, baby.
Domagoo. Domagoo on the line. Terrence,
yes,
hi, y'all.
Is. Hey, y'all are out of control. So, Domare, have you ever felt stuck in a relationship?
Yeah. Only because I honestly feel, I truly believe in the principle, control the controllable, and I have control over myself. And if I do something and get myself in a situation, I didn't feel stuck because I felt, you know, for whatever reason he was keeping me stuck there. I was stuck because I wasn't in order to walk away yet. So stuck by my own bad decisions. Honestly,
yeah.
Okay. Toya, ever felt stuck? And I know you've been married for quite some time, but ever still felt stuck in a relationship?
Wouldn't say I feel stuck. I would say he plucks my nerves every now and again, but you can get out of anything you get into, right? So if you don't want to be married, you don't have to be. If you don't want to be in a relationship, you don't have to be. You're the person who decides what you're going to do, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But and it sounds so much easier, I think, than it is to do, because there are a lot of people out there who've been stuck in relationships for 20-plus years, going back from being junior high sweethearts to freaking just being the first person they met in college or the first person they met in the military or, you know, I mean, and just stay for the kids or, and the kids grow up crazy as hell because the parents were crazy for staying together.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, you still have you control the controllable. You stuck. I agree with someone who told you, I mean, you can choose whether to be stuck there or not. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you don't want to be there, so maybe you should take the time to find out, you know, why is it you don't want to be stuck? What can you do to unstick yourself or to get out of it? It might be easier said than done, but it still is a way to make it happen. Plan, write it down. It's a process, even if it ends up in divorce. Or sometimes it may end up in somebody going to jail. But whatever the situation, there is a way to get out. You're mean, if you want to stay with for the kids, that's because you chose to stay for the kids. I know a lot of people in that situation right now, but they can choose to get out. I know a lot of people who feel, like I just said, I was stuck because I felt like I made bad decisions, and before I just walk out, I need to get things in order first. I owe myself that, not I owe him, because I don't owe a person. I owe myself that. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I know you can always get out of it at the end of the day. You know, it's no reason that you have to. You control the controllable, and you do have control over yourself. Period.
True. Very true. When we come back, I'll share my view on being stuck in a relationship. I have felt stuck in several relationships, and I'll, you know, share my own experience after this. But first, the number four deal breaker, in my opinion, you know, she's got to have her own. You know, I'm a giver in a relationship. I do believe that you should, you know, protect and take care of. Not necessarily in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, more so in a marriage. But, yo, she's got to have her own. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they say it ain't tricking if you got it. But, hey, at the end of the day, you got to have your own. Come on. You know, there's nothing wrong with taking care of those you care about. But the problem lies with me, with women who have no ambition, have no car, no job, no crib, no life plan, yet will criticize every dude for not living up to her status quo. I respect a gold digger more. At least a gold digger got a plan. Day 26, new music first, is called Let It Go, featuring Roscoe Dash, TM Hot Radio Live.
Pockets fat like butter injection. Bitches playing frizzy with a water fizzy with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. The response to me with this bag of rent. You package the day lacking it. No wonder why the haters on that back with you. You got it, girl. Some reason when you and I together. Don't body, girl. Go blind, girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Yo, just right on life, she ready. Drop it down low to a knee, she begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, up, go. With your son, I think around like right to the winning. I'm down. Back on her. Ain't tricking if you got it. I'ma
Nigga love it broke like a kid in New Orleans. Gotta spend so much money in the club. By the time I leave the club, I'ma know the club.
Tim Hyman Radio Live, you heard it here first. New music by Day 26 featuring Roscoe Dash, Let It Go, which some of y'all need to do. You ain't stuck, go on up out of it.
All right.
Close your eyes and walk backwards out the door.
No doubt. Hey, and just to clarify, you know, she got to have her own. But, hey, I don't expect the woman to live my life or accomplish what I've accomplished. But guess what? Independence, ambition, and intelligence are sexy, you know, productive and necessary in my book. You know, if you have the confidence of a deer caught in headlights or the intelligence of a bottle of water, I'm good.
Oh, wow.
You know,
of water, huh?
I'll even add personality. You know, if your personality and conversational skills are drier than the Sahara, you go that way. I go this way. You know? You gotta have your own.
You're absolutely right. And it makes it easier. I mean, now, I guess if you get to the point where you take your relationship to another level, you gotta decide who's gonna move where. But, you know, in the interim, you know, I guess as long as it's.
But be bringing something to the table. Don't always be looking for a handout. How you looking to get your hair done every week, and you don't work?
Mm. Well, I mean, what does she cook? Cook and clean.
What?
And you old school. You,
oh, so she works for me?
Cook and clean. Yeah, she works
for
you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, I am that dude that needs a maid.
She has to be a maid or have her own thing together.
Hey, if you want to work for me, it's all good.
I know that's
but,
right.
You know, but don't treat me like we're in a relationship if you work for me. Hey, I got your top five deal breakers. Number 3, number 2, and number 1 coming up. Up next, health and wellness out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. If you just don't, tonight we're talking about, do you feel stuck in a relationship? If so, why? Are you with the perfect man or woman, but they're just not perfect for you? Why are you there? Stability, convenience, expectations, sex? What is it?
Maybe that's what they were taught they were supposed to do. Maybe that's what that is.
That's what they are supposed to do.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, because think about it, like, you know, like when people get married, their family believes in marriage or whatever, and so they get married just to, I guess, kind of carry on that tradition. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to stay married because that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, think about how many women drive themselves crazy if they're not married at a certain point in life. And they're like, oh, life is about to end because I'm not married yet. I mean, like, you know, and then they throw themselves into a relationship, whether the man likes them or not, and tries to make that work. And then surprised when they cheat on them or surprised when they're taking their money. I don't know. People
right.
Crazy.
You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, Be Real Radio, and we kind of just, you know, talk about it. At the end of the day, you know, it's no judgment here. The whole purpose is to, you know, converse and to enlighten, empower, and educate one another, and this is that platform. We got Keela McCaskill hanging out with us out of Tampa tonight. Keela, you said you were married. Do you mind sharing with us what the deal breaker was?
Well, I want to clarify. Was not married. I revealed additional I revealed that at that prenuptial, the assets, the whole stuff that I inherited, I revealed that. And then additional, like, the man was extremely insecure. So I felt like I was being the woman in the situation. I backed up.
Okay. Right.
So it wasn't an official marriage. I mean, actually, we did say I do. Supposed to be a, what do you call it, destination wedding. So
what?
I did part A. Supposed to be a destination.
Oh.
Wow, I'm on the air, too. Whoa. But anyway, so supposed to be a destination wedding.
What does that mean?
Meaning you go out of, I was going to Jamaica. It was the honeymoon,
okay.
But it was placed as the wedding. It was just me, them, so it was destination. Well,
okay.
Prior to that day, or prior to that coming up, so it's like 4 months away from the time we got married, we did the actual part where you, I guess you can call it courthouse. So that was first. We did that in private. So that means you were married. But after that, I began to experience the, you know, you don't need me. I feel less than a man. You know, you make me feel like you don't need me. I don't feel that I can provide anything for you. And it drove me nuts. So 7 days in, I changed my mind.
No doubt.
Because too many people, for real, like, too many people will have ignored that and still been married today, and this could have been marking the 15th year of a horrible marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, and that's why
good job.
Today, men feel like, some men feel like they have to be one up on the woman, because what he ended up doing was marrying a woman that needed him for everything. So he felt needed, and that's what he needed. He needed to feel needed.
Right.
And so I had to get out of it. I mean, he was a great man. I mean, just one of the best men I've ever met. But I just couldn't do it. Not with that.
Wow.
It was like everywhere I went. I mean, I would see my brother is in our city. My brother is a known barber, and I'm his sister, and we both kind of know everybody in the city. So he's not from here. So if we were out, people come up, especially his customers, hey, it was, I knew you liked that type of a man. So it just so happened the man owned the actual, what you can call, you would call the honeymoon dinner. It had a 7:45, right? The man came, we sitting in the front of the restaurant, so you can see the vehicle, because it's part where we sat, you can see the, kind of like see the parking lot. So that when he went to the restroom, the man came over to the table. The man is just speaking. But I didn't know the man. So when he came over, I didn't know he was coming over to speak. Why he waited for him to go to the restroom, I don't know. But it appeared he waited for him to leave. Then he came over, and then not long after that, he left. So he saw the man leaving, the vehicle he was leaving in, and was like, I knew you liked that type of man. I mean, literally the day after we said I do, like, blew up. So I just felt like it was some extra going on, and that won't, that's the, we're in one day, and I'm already experiencing that.
That's a problem.
But it's just, I was like, wow, how did I miss that?
Right.
Because he didn't show it until he got you where he wanted you.
Well, you know
thought you weren't going to go nowhere.
Who just said that? Who said that?
CeeLo. Yes, ma'am.
He said that same night. Ask me what he said. I got you.
Why?
It freaked me out. That's part of it. That's what really freaked me out. When he said, I got you.
Yeah, got you exactly where he wanted you and thought you weren't going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
A lot of men think that because it's so many desperate women out here that accept. I'm not going to just say desperate in a sense of that's like a bad thing.
Right,
in a sense it is, but, you know, in the state of the women outnumbering the men, I mean, you know.
Hey. I need some dudes to call in. I'm not about to hear this all night. I need some dudes to call in.
Oh,
hey, let's go to the
me.
Phones. Area code 757.
Indignant thing right here.
Last four digits 6069. I hope you're calling with the male perspective. But if not, it's okay. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
calling from Chesapeake.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Amy.
What you got?
Well, I was told that I have a very weird relationship and marriage. And I don't know why I was told that. I am very, very secure. I've been with my husband since I was 20 years old. I am 39 now. We grew up together. We've had some very hard times because it was a learning experience from us. But the thing that I think people think my marriage is, quote, unquote, weird is that we're very secure with each other and there's no jealousy tendencies whatsoever. And what I mean by that is that, you know, if I tell my husband, hey, I'm going out, you know, he doesn't say where you're going, who you're with. You know, he says, okay. You know, I mean, it's just that simple. Well, within the last year, he relocated to West Virginia. A lot of women and my friends have said, well, are you insecure that he's up there and working and, you know, he lives by himself? And even men says, well, girl, what you doing down here? You know, are you lonely? No. I mean, my husband and I truly think that if he's away working, sacrificing his time away from his family, the last thing that we want to do with each other is give insecurities or go out here and cut up and act like a fool and jeopardize our marriage. And he's my best friend. And as far as growing up, my husband and I remember a time when we were 19, 20 years old, and I tell this to everybody, looking under the sofa to buy a pack of hot dogs to eat at night, to the point now that he's a very, very successful man now and has, and we have a very stable lifestyle. But that didn't come, one, it came from God. Two, it came from us backing each other, putting each other through school, prayer, supporting each other's needs and that career, you know, what goals. But I am very, very secure that although my husband is gone and he's away, the last thing I ever think about is if he's doing anything that's going to jeopardize our marriage. And I was told that's pretty weird. So I want to know what y'all think about that.
Well, Amy, I will say this. I think it's great, actually, because, one, you know, each relationship is an individual relationship. You should not compare it to what the next person's doing, and I think that's our problem. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and the Joneses, their physical makeup is not the same as the Jacksons and the Henrys or the Hymans, right? So what I most respect about what you said, Amy, and I'll open it up, was the fact that God is in the center. You know, this is a praying husband and wife, and I think any husband and wife that's praying together are going to stay together, you know. So big up to you and your husband. You know, it's not like you're going to be apart forever, but you all have committed to one another. And guess what? I think it sounds like you have the discipline to sustain a good relationship. So that's my view. Open up to everybody else.
Thank you.
I was going to say, I don't think it's weird at all. I think that that is the example of a perfect relationship because you should be able to trust the person. I mean, that's the type of relationship that, like, I would like to have where there is no jealousy. You know, like, I remember I wasn't a jealous person until I started dating a jealous person, somebody that was checking, like, that would pop up at my job and do all that crazy. Nobody wants that. Some people do, though. You'd be surprised. Some people want that crazy love. And what you're experiencing and describing is not crazy love. It is unconditional love. So, and the people that are, like, saying that it's crazy are probably jealous and wish that theirs were the same.
Yeah. And they're just,
you know,
off balance with, you know, with how they approach relationships.
Yeah,
Amy, I said big up to you
responses.
And your husband. Hey, it's 10:46. Yeah. And we'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Okay, look, Ma, can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey. They think they live in the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine.
Baby,
it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Streaks and things of that sort, but that synthetic coloring
comes from coal tar, which basically it carries a heavy metal salt that deposits toxin into your skin, which can burn you. If you ever felt hair dye, that tingling or that burning, and it can, depending on how long you leave it on your skin, it can cause disfiguration. If you, I Googled this particular ingredient and saw some very bad, nasty burns. So if you don't have a good stomach for it, don't. If you have a good stomach, Google coal tar reactions, and you can see some of the things that this particular ingredient will do to your skin. Also, another ingredient that is found in our body care, skincare products that we don't know is formaldehyde. And you don't know it's formaldehyde because it goes under a different name, like hydatone, and urea. Like what is that? When you see, I know when you read product ingredients on certain products and you're really not familiar with the name, you don't know whether it's good or bad. You just run with it. However, what you need to know that if you're looking at something and say you want it because it has shea butter or cocoa butter in it, if you don't see shea butter, cocoa butter as the first thing on the ingredient list, and you see other things that you don't recognize, know that it probably is filled with synthetic, toxic ingredients, and what you're looking for is not what you're going to get. So, again, you don't know that you're putting formaldehyde in and on your body because it doesn't go under the name of formaldehyde. Okay, we want to run those psyche boo-boo games with everybody. But formaldehyde causes depression, allergies, headaches, chest pains, ear infections, dizziness, all things of that. But you think maybe because you haven't been eating the right diet. It might be because you put the wrong lotion on this morning. How about that? I also wanted to point out, last week I said about fragrances. I just wanted to bring that one up again because I was actually in the store, and now I'm like so in tune to reading the ingredients on the bottle. But do know, when you see the word fragrance listed under the label, on the label of ingredient, it's hiding 14 secret harmful chemicals in that particular product. If you see that word, run, put it down, you don't need it. Things that you might want to put on your body in order, you know, as far as healthy, in order to, you know, ensure that you live, well, that your body and your skin lives, you know, as long as it possibly can, a healthy life, let me say that. Things like witch hazel is a natural product, aloe, tangerine or coconut oil, very good oil to use. Again, we did a segment on jojoba oil. You want to use fruit cell cultures or fresh fruit cell cultures. You find that a lot in like yogurt and just a lot of your fresh fruits, pomegranates, your blueberries, things of that sort. Shea butters are all safe, all natural, things of that sort you want to start using and incorporate into your skincare and your body care products or regimen, because, again, you want to make sure that you're not only taking inside, but you want to take care of the outside so it can look good for a long time. You want it to have that elasticity in your skin. You want it to have that glow and that sheen so that you don't look old and dry. So these are things that people don't know that are in the products that they're using that, you know, really are really having more harmful effect than, you know, the food that's eating, pork to be eating or something like that. So, again, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And next week I will continue on ingredients that are harmful to you to put in and on your body that you are not aware of, and we'll talk about some things that you find in your food. Thank you.
Domare Health and Wellness, brought to you tonight by Massages for Life. Thank you, Domare.
drink. When I wanted a blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Why are we into a relationship? I was married 9 years, and you know, I felt like I had to fix her or help her out or whatever. And it's been other relationships I've been in or whatever where it was a sexual thing or whatever. I felt stuck. You know, the sex was addictive. But most times, I think it's for me, it's been like a something I call Captain Save-A-Ho syndrome.
Yo.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Captain Save-A-Ho syndrome. So, but I think as I've gotten older, I've grown out of that, and I don't feel like I'm bound to a person now because I'm not responsible for who they are as a person. I'm not a deity, so I don't strive to fix people anymore. I think a lot of people, they become, stuck because they're trying to fix each other, or they're relying on the person instead of relying on the source, which is God.
Yes, sir. Hey, I totally agree with you there. What he said was, he's not a deity. He's not God. So we can't try to take on what it is that God's supposed to do inside of a person. We do
right.
want to fix things. We want to fix people. But that's God's job, not our job. You know,
yeah,
we can only love people, you know, and be somebody's friend. We can't fix them, though. Women, that's for you, too. You can't fix men, regardless of how powerful the poo nanny or how powerful you think the poo nanny is.
Yeah. Men change on their own. They do. Well, people change on their own. It's not up. It's not up for you to try to fix them. And yeah, you're right. A lot of women, excuse me, fall in that category. I've fallen in that category, and set up the relationship where I didn't depend on the man, but then it kind of hit me like, well, I'm supposed to depend on him, right? So then, when I tried to make myself depend on him, he wasn't moving fast enough for me.
Right.
So that, you know, ended the relationship too, because then he doesn't feel like a man because I'm not allowing him to be one, but I didn't know what that was, so I couldn't let him be something that I didn't understand.
Right. That's Solomon calling out of St. Pete tonight. Hey, thanks for your comment. Area code 757, last four digits 9585. You ever felt stuck in a relationship? Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Yeah, I actually felt stuck in a relationship before. Yeah, this is James calling out of Vibe Beach, you know. What's going on with y'all?
Welcome.
What's cracking, bro?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but it was more like because of the children more than, you know, the actual relationship. It was like going on ahead and, you know, kind of suffering through like a poor relationship with my children's other parent versus, you know, going on ahead and making that mental adjustment that, okay, we don't work out in that capacity together, depending on each other in a relationship. Unfortunately, we do have these children, and we have to, you know, work that out. But, you know, we got to let go of, you know, just, I mean, we're like friends. We're cool. We can talk, but we can't live together and be like, you know, life partner depending on each other in that capacity because it doesn't work for one reason or another. And it's like, you do have to make a lot of intellectual decisions at some point in a relationship. It goes past however your heart feels or whatever your heart might be trying to tell you in a lot of, you know, a lot of scenarios.
Yeah. It goes beyond that kind of stimuli.
I mean, you don't have to be a Vulcan, really. I know why, you know, they put those type of emotions of being, you know, purely logical based on a new type of creature that we don't know, because humans are definitely more emotionally based creatures. We want to just feel our emotions and all of that and go through whatever turmoil, whatever tragedy, because that's, you know, at the same time, that's part of living. You know, that's
it's about pleasure and pain.
Pain
balances out the pleasure and vice versa.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it has some form of balance. You know, when enough hurt, when they've had enough hurt, eventually they'll make the smarter decision, you know, and make life a little less harder. You know?
No doubt. My dude's calling up. That's right. Men represent tonight. Women aren't the only people that feel stuck in a relationship. We do too. Damn it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. Let us know about your situation tonight. We're talking about it. Hey, deal breaker number three in a relationship. Deal breaker number three. Cheating or lying? I know myself.
God.
And if a woman cheated on me, I'd feel a certain way about it. But the reality is, it really depends on my mood. I may be apologetic and forgiving, you know, or I might just cut them off immediately. You know, who knows?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because it's like, if I'm in, like, I know if I'm in a unemotional state, an emotionless state, excuse me, then yeah, you're not going to get any sympathy or anything out of me. It's just going to be, okay, it was great knowing you. Thanks for the experience. Peace out.
Right.
You know, and there's no, I want to hear why and all that. No, for what? You made a decision. We all have options. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I mean, you know, who knows if I'd get over it? You know, I think it's a case-by-case situation for me. You know, I include lying because at the end of the day, you know, women lie about serious stuff. You know,
yeah,
I don't care about the little lies, you know, like, oh, I fell asleep. That's why I didn't call you back when really I forgot. You know, stuff like that. You know, I can forgive that kind of stuff. But it's those humongo lies, you know, and women, they're so sly with it. Dudes, we're kind of stupid with it. You figure out the fact that we're lying. But women will take a lie to their grave with them. And they smiling all the way, you know. You know, that's something that I really can't take. Hey, up next, Entertainment National News. We'll be right back.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get-go.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop. And I'll be in the jam to play my own car. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack, now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't tug on me. And she with a girl, so I'm trying to cut on three. And the Timbs is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
What I'm saying like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like it's the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, what else? And life of a rocker. Fine wine and soup made from lobster. Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posses. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass baddest. Riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no brokenness allowed. I was a youngin', now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. So y'all can go and take you a picture. And send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
What I'm saying, like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in a rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, Sierra that. That boy bang hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weave and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind when my shoes flashing. The cable is all glitz, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomena. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Pose and pose with stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beach, she's no special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
That was Vain All Ghetto. All the way live from Charlotte, reporting with your entertainment and national news. It's CeeLo.
Okay. Good afternoon in the morning time. It's Wednesday, June 15th, 2011. Okay. So let's start in Washington, D.C. Hackers are taking credit for the CIA's website technical difficulties today. A group called, I want to say Lulz, L-U-L-Z, Security, their purpose was to pretty much, they said, highlight security cyber breaches, cyber weakness. Well, another target this week was the Senate server, which that supports the chamber's public website. Now, in either instance, no major or classified information was breached. It just slowed up, like, the public site processes. So my question is, who's watching Big Brother? I don't know. There's always somebody watching people. Okay, another thing that I found interesting today was in Washington, D.C., where President Obama, he picked up another award, but this was more of a secret thing. He actually received the award back in March. It was called the Transparency Award. It's like an anti-secrecy award. And, of course, there's some negative feedback in regards to the president winning this award. The group making the request that the award be rescinded is a group of whistleblowers. Like, like the people who, like the guy, Daniel Ellsberry, the one that leaked the Pentagon Papers. Like, he's one of them, stating that, the Obama administration has, like, so many secrets and keeping, things from the public that he shouldn't have won an award for, transparency, because they're anything but. I don't agree with it, but it's news. And I want to say this, though, that despite that he received the award because the committees were saying, despite the work that still has to be done, Obama has opened and changed a lot of the government's openness to issues. So big up President Obama. They can't stop your shine by any means. Now, in world news, this is just some information that I didn't even know. I know prepaid cards are, companies, they're popping up all over the place. But did you know that the prepaid cards are moving up in ranks and replacing bank accounts and the bank cards because of, like, the bank, the rising bank fees? Like, for instance, Bank of America charges like $12 a month now for your monthly maintenance fee. And even though there are, like, downsides to these prepaid cards, they're not attached to any other accounts. And there are additional fees as well, that range anywhere from $5 to $100, for these prepaid cards. But consumer advocates are working to have prepaid fees regulated, just as the banks have their information regulated. Have their fees regulated, excuse me. Okay. Now, last but not least, this is some entertainment news. If you guys remember Malice from the clips, well, he spoke today at a RISC youth group in Hampton, and he pretty much had a question and answer session for his novel that's coming out. And Listen to the Lyrics is a national campaign that's aimed at developing critical thinking and problem solving among teens. So the name of his debut album is going to be called Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked. Yes. So if you want more information about the book or even the Listen to the Lyrics national campaign, you can check out livestream.com at L2TL/share. Again, that's livestream.com/L2TL. /share. God, that took forever. Oh, look, that's all I have for you guys for today. That's it.
No doubt.
Thank you.
No doubt. Hey, and I just want to share. I received an email from President Obama today. For those who may not know, I've worked on the Obama campaign campaign locally here in Tampa. Went to the inauguration, you know, via invite a few years ago. And at the end of the day, we got to take a stance, folks. Our president is being attacked from all sides. And the reality is, you know, like CeeLo stated, he's done a lot that just he's just not getting credit for. You know, he was dealt a bad hand. And we all know what a bad hand looks like, specifically us spade players.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to support the president, ultimately the email, you know, pretty much said, you know, Hyman, need a donation, but at the same time, you know, I want to spend some time with Americans. So, you know, ultimately make a donation and it puts your name in a hat and you could possibly win dinner with President Barack Obama. You know, all they're looking for is a donation of $5 or more. You know, whatever you can do to support Barack Obama for a 2012 election, I'm going to ask for your help. You know, I support the president. You know, I think at this point, anybody that's coming in, you know, after, you know, a president has been in, you know, 2 years, you know, they can only make it worse. It has to get worse before it can get better. Let the man stay in office, try to make it work, and then we go from there. If you want to donate and put your name in the hat to have dinner with President Barack Obama, log on. You know, it is HTTPS :// no www. It's simply donate.barackobama.com/dinner-with-Barack. Again, donate.barackobama.com/dinner-with-Barack. Let's support our president. Thanks, CeeLo. We'll be right back.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
If your girl only knew,
TM Hyman Radio Live. That is back in the day joint from Aaliyah, if your girl only knew. Tonight we are just talking about being stuck like Chuck. And on many different perspectives, I haven't heard from my gentlemen tonight, and I really like to say the show really does good with, you know, a lot of gentlemen perspectives, male perspectives. So, fellas, please call in. More fellas, Sincere, where you at? Coop, where you at? We had James. And who was the gentleman out of Tampa?
Solomon, out of St. Petersburg tonight.
Wonderful.
Right, you got Solomon and James still hanging out with us. Appreciate the perspectives, fellas. No, absolutely. Hey, I got the top five deal breakers tonight when it comes to relationships. I've shared number five. It's psycho tendencies. Get out of here, women. Number four, don't have her own. She got to have some, be bringing something to the table. Number three, cheating and lying. I got a text from somebody said, yeah, right. Men are ones who lie. Get out of here. I know a lot of lying women. Hey, deal breaker number two, sexual incompatibility. This is a heavy one, right? Specifically for my Christian listeners. Let me ask y'all to, let's be real. I know we Christian, right? But the reality is we've all had sex at some point in our lives. Sex isn't everything in a relationship, right? But it's an integral part in the overall physical compatibility. And I know I've heard enough horror stories from men and women to know I'm not alone on this one. But check it out. If I can get more sensation from humping the bed than I can from her, it's time to call it quits. That's just real. That's just real. 917-889-3926. Deal breaker number two, sexual incompatibility. I know I'm not alone there. James, Solomon, am I alone there?
Wow.
You know, I don't think you're alone with any of the individuals on the phone. it's not getting sex, you know, especially at home, then of course that's terrible. That's gonna be a very conflicting emotion right there. Like, you can't even look at your lover the same. Like, fuck, well, I mean, probably.
Yeah, it's
I
horrible.
I can't get enough satisfaction. I mean, that's terrible. You know?
Yeah. Definitely. And I'm an active dude. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I've never been married. You know, I kind of do what I want to do. You know, God is ruling my life these days. He's helping me. He's changing me. You know, but I'm a physical person. And
let's
I can't
like something,
think
something
about
real.
Being with a woman who just can't handle what I need. Or don't know what to do.
If you like me, brother, you want to
teach
you. Like to do something besides just have, like, you know, just the normal sex. You know, you can from the back, the side, and all these different positions. But it's like, how about the oral sex, like the bill? How about the foreplay?
Uh-oh.
Is somebody like fully
Uh-oh.
Uninhibited to go ahead and please each other? That's a big question because it seems like, you know, I've definitely been in a relationship where that could be a hang-up where. Maybe my partner doesn't like his oral sex as much as I do. Maybe they like having oral sex performed on them, but they don't like performing oral sex on me the same.
That's just
and
like a
like,
woman.
We have
that
to
sounds just like a woman.
Changing. Right. A woman would love for you to put your mouth all over her body. No problem. No hang up. You should feel fine putting your mouth on her. But then she'll hold up, wait. You have to do something really special and magnificent in order for her to put her mouth on you the same way. Not all women, but there are, seem to be, because I've heard these stories like everybody else, you know, and I've experienced it. Like, what if the hangout women was going on ahead and just having an even exchange on the fellatio cunnilingus scenario?
Well, I'm not going there tonight. I'm not going there, but I'm going to go to the phones. Let me open it up to area code 704, last four digits, 9697. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Ever felt stuck in a relationship?
Hi, it's your mom in Tampa. How are you, Tim?
Hey,
yeah.
Welcome back to the show.
Girl, it's way past my bedtime, but I was like, okay, I need to say something before I go to bed. Because you guys have been going on and on and on. But you know what? No, I haven't felt stuck in a relationship because I know how to end it and walk away. But you, I think the reason why people feel stuck is, you know, when you're in a relationship with the wrong person and you're having sex with that person, you get emotionally entangled, so you're not making the right decision for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, if sex wasn't involved, it's easy to end it and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. So if you're stuck in a relationship, stop having sex with that person, you will walk away and end it.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a great point. Because what happens, I know for men, we can stop the relationship but still be having sex with her.
Wow.
And that's something that we got to learn. When it's over, it's over. And that's for women, too. I mean, because at the end of the day, you just said it. It's emotionally confusing.
It is.
Exactly. How about this? Instead of having sex with somebody in a relationship, try celibacy, okay? It works. You think clearly, you won't end up with
try
the
what?
Wrong person.
What'd
being
you say?
Celibate.
Oh, trust being celibate. Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah, that way you don't
agree.
End up with the wrong person. Like, you make clear decisions that have nothing to do with sex.
True.
So your
very
sex
true.
Complicates a relationship.
It does.
And then what was it you said the other, a few minutes ago about women lying and guys not telling little lies? That was just nonsense.
No. What I said, deal breaker number 3 was cheating and lying. I said that I could take dudes lie. No doubt, not a dispute. But y'all lie about serious ish.
Good.
You know, for
dudes lie about serious issues too. They lie and think about it. When guys cheat, and statistically speaking, guys cheat more than women cheat. When a guy is cheating, he has to lie to
survey?
Cover up.
Who did that
I
survey?
I did. It's common knowledge. Just ask anybody. But when guys cheat or when anybody cheats, they like to cover up the fact that they're cheating because they're not going to come home and tell you they're cheating.
And women do?
Nobody does. Most people that cheat don't try to cover up. But that's why I said more guys cheat. And you think lying about cheating is not serious? What about, hey, I don't know where you got that STD from. Meanwhile, they went and cheated on you. You know,
uh-oh.
Things like that. So that guys tell serious lies. They get other women pregnant. They don't run home and tell you. I mean, don't say that guys don't lie about serious things because when you're cheating on somebody, it's serious. It destroys people. That's why women go psycho, and you're like, oh, yeah, I didn't know I was with a psycho, you know, you drove her crazy. I mean, you only talk about how she's responding and not what you did to get her that way.
Right now. All men in the news right now for cheating. All men, women, all men. Big stuff. A baby that he didn't tell her about. Messing with little boys. I mean, all men made the cover up. Terrence.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
The same thing. She just had a baby that her man didn't know about while he was away. And when she came.
I don't know how a woman can be pregnant for 9 months. Is the guy in the military?
Absolutely.
Was he away for 9 months and didn't notice that her belly was growing?
I know another scenario with the military that a woman has one child by her husband. She has a child that's Puerto Rican and she has a child that's black.
It's called recessive gene. Maybe somebody in her gene pool was Puerto Rican.
Somebody
else in her gene pool. Two white people get together and have one white daughter.
Somewhere in her ancestry, her great grandfather was white or Puerto Rican or something.
She said Puerto Rican.
And those stories are not in the news. We talk
in our communities. I was on the community board at the laundromat.
Right.
At the gas station.
Right.
Y'all are too funny.
I love that.
Sioma, thank you very much for checking in before you go to sleep tonight. Appreciate you. Hey, everybody,
you
let's wind down.
All right. Just be, keep telling the truth. Stop deceiving people out there, okay?
Stop deceiving people. We'll do that, Sioma. And you tell your sisters the same. Coco Jones, Naked, DM Pop Radio Live.
Let's play a game. Get naked, take it all for me. Talking about your white teeth and your fancy jeans. Take them off for me. Shoes on your feet, hat on your head, gloves on your hands. I wanna see skin instead. I'd rather see all of your
Deal breaker number two, sexual in compatibility, deal breaker number one, folks, invasion of privacy. I just can't get with this concept. You know, Lil Wayne's Mrs. Officer, you know, shed light to the fact that there were some sexy, beautiful law enforcement women out there, right? However, that does not mean that we're into FBI-induced behavior when dealing with shorties. You feel me? You know, all that private eye behavior, breaking into phones, emails, checking garbage cans, guess what? Ooh. Earns you a release from your contract. I just don't do it. Never have I ever felt compelled to snoop. You know, guess what? She shouldn't either. Deal breaker number one, an invasion of my privacy.
Yes. High five.
Come on, man.
Yo, don't be going to like
so many women break into my phone. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say this. Not so many. Three. I've had three. And my email. So guess what? Dudes, let me tell you. Women have learned us and our simplistic ways. We use the same freaking passcodes for everything. They know that. They can figure out that we're not smart enough to make it too complicated. So they know what our access codes is to our phone. They can figure out email. Hey, we got to wake up to this reality. But this is my deal. If a woman feels the need to invade your privacy, yo, she got to go. You know, just cite the Bill of Rights to her, the Fourth Amendment. It says protection from unlawful search and seizure without a proper warrant. Get out of here.
Did they have reasoning to search? I mean, it's not justified, but did they have just cause to look?
You know what?
What are you doing?
I don't think it makes a difference. You're not the FBI.
Yeah, but what are you doing that's making them feel insecure to when they feel like they need to go through your things to find out?
Probably all the lying and cheating, and she's trying to get enough evidence to leave you. It's all the lying and cheating. Because she asked you, are you seeing other people? You said no. And she knew you were lying. She was just trying to get some evidence.
She
told her the truth the first time, she wouldn't go snooping around.
Right.
Yeah. I don't believe in snooping around, but it's justified sometimes. I understand where they come from because you know how they have some things that's justifiable homicide? There's some things that's justifiable snooping. But the guy refused to tell you the truth. If you just mess up, because she knows you're lying. When you start seeing other people and your attention is divided, she knows that she's no longer number one, that she has competition out there, and she will ask you about it instead of you to just mess up. You keep lying and lying. So, yeah,
she's not my wife.
But
so
does
that mean you can lie to her?
You're supposed to be faithful to your girlfriend.
Are you doing
wife?
If she's not my girlfriend? She just wants to be.
Oh, gosh. Are you treating her like she's your girlfriend and she thinks she's your girlfriend?
Maybe.
Is she in a relationship by herself and she don't know it?
Maybe.
See, stop. That means, you know what? That's a lack of communications on your part, sir.
Right.
Probably.
That's what that is. At least it probably.
But she's out of line. I'm not going to search her purse. Why are you in my email?
She's not hiding anything. If you want her to stop snooping, just be honest. Be 100% honest.
Exactly.
Stop misleading her and lying and seeing 10 people at the same time. Serious.
Right.
How are you going to get serious with one person if you have 5 people in your life at the same time distracting you?
That's right, Kioma. That is right. Under the bus.
Kioma, you have been preaching for the last 3 shows.
Thank you, Fiona.
You're welcome. I'm doing my duty.
That's right. You come back anytime. That's right. Don't let it deter you. We love it.
No doubt. Deal breakers, the top 5 again, folks, tonight. Number 5, psycho tendencies. what y'all say. Women lie and cheat. Number two, sexual incompatibility. And number one, invasion of privacy. Hey, thank
you know what?
Everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Go ahead.
Can we add another one? It's like insecurity should be on that list, though, like seriously, because insecure people try to stop you from getting your things accomplished. They feel they don't feel adequate enough to, you know, like they want to be there for everything. They don't want you to do anything without them. They don't trust you. Like, stay away. Insecure people, stay away.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, like all seriousness, right? I mean, this has been a great show, great conversation tonight. But, you know, you got to identify, you know, your gifts, your talents, know who you are. You got to walk in your purpose. When you are walking in your purpose, it's hard for anyone else, regardless of what they do or say or how they act, to dictate your walk. You know, the one thing, honestly, and I just got some information sent over to me, and I just want to share, like, you know, the first, you know, three, four tips out of this. But women have got to learn how to love men for where they are, you know. So, I mean, a couple of tips from women. You know, the one thing that's real is you have to learn that, and I'm not even learn, but expect the man to be different from the woman who loves him. Men are different, you know, so the tips to help you to love men, not to accept abuse, not to accept manipulation, but if you walk in your purpose, you know, learn how to pray for the man that you want to be with. You know, again, expect him to be different. You know, give him time to process his emotions and to understand yours. You know, don't get all your knowledge, you know, of a man from women, because it's like the blind leading the freaking blind.
Oh, God. Hurry up.
You know, I mean, set up no barriers between you and him and his male friends. Women want to come in and change our lifestyles and dictate to us. Hey, no, that's not how it goes down. You know, resist comparisons. You know, don't make him pay for others that hurt you. You know, women got to learn how to love men. You know, your expectations are skewed. You know, yeah, we're not perfect, but you are either.
Oh, come on. Why are we doing all that? What is the man doing? What are the men going to do while the women are doing all that homework he just gave us?
Homework.
The man's role. Yeah, it's like homework.
What is the man's role?
To please him, and what's he doing in the meantime? Just doing his own thing?
Exactly.
Shioma, you know what?
Exactly.
We're going to break.
No.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me going? Blow my mind all the time. Think about you now. They got nothing on you, baby.
dream about you, baby. God took his time when he made you.
Great show. That's it.
Thank you very much. CeeLo.
Shoma. Yes. All I say is, like, really, if you're in a relationship that you do not want to be in, you are not happy, get out of it, because the thing is that you don't worry about the other person's feelings, because their feelings will be hurt way worse and your own if you stay in an unhealthy, unhappy relationship. And your kids will grow up in that if the children are involved. They'll learn to be damaged as well. So stop the cycle. And whatever you do,
stop,
do it well.
Stop the cycle. Do it well. Shioma.
Life is too short to be with somebody that you're miserable with. So if you leave, you actually give yourself the opportunity to find happiness and give them the opportunity to find happiness with somebody else. So leave.
Get out of there. Don't bear.
I know all I can say is be a blessing. I mean, if you find yourself stuck, control the controllable, which is yourself. Get yourself where you want to be. And if you want to be there, then don't complain about being stuck.
No doubt.
Be a blessing.
Be a blessing. Insecurity is something that you can't help someone with. I do believe that you can do things that could potentially make someone insecure over time, you know. But at the end of the day, that person still, you know, is lacking something within themselves, you know, that allowed you to kind of, you know, dictate. And some people are very manipulative. I get that, you know. But at the end of the day, you got to be secure in you. How do you become secure in you? You got to know your gifts, your talents, your weaknesses, know what works for you, know what doesn't work for you, and take a stand. You know, don't be so wishy-washy. You know, that's something that I heard today, too. You know, I wonder if I'm wishy-washy. I think I'm wishy-washy on some topics, but the fundamentals in life, you know, I've drawn a line in the sand. You know, you just can't change my perspective on some things. Security starts with you. No one else can make you secure. Everybody, thanks for rocking with us. You do not understand how much we appreciate your support. We can't do this without you. Thank you very much. Check us out Friday night for the Cypher, 10 p.m. Back on Sunday, Empowerment Sunday, 7 p.m. This is Avery Smith, Inked Up, TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, be safe, everybody.
If you got a tag, I want to hear you clap. If you got a tag, I want to hear you clap. If you got a tag, I want to hear you clap. If you got a tag, I want to hear you clap. If you got a tag, I want to hear you clap.
I got my body marked up, cause I don't give a fuck. Got the throne in my cup, got the loud rolled up. Started looking at my tab, I gotta keep up. But if you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. If you know my name, then you know I'm inked up. A-B-R-E-Y-S-M-I-T-H, that's my name, oh. Yeah, I'm inked up. You know that is a fact. I'm that light skinned nigga with the snapback. know I'm being thug.
If you know my name,
then you know I'm being thug.
If you know my name,
then you know I'm being thug.
If you know my name,
then you know I'm being thug.
Tattoos ain't nothing.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.